This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
Now, what I want to do is just take you to this latest decision. This is the Secretary General of the Court of Arbitration of Sport, Matthew Reeb, has announced that the Court of Arbitration for Sport has declined the appeal by Russian athletes, 68 of them, against an IAAF ban from the Rio Olympics competition. Here's what he said.
The application, the validity, the scope of the new rules of the International Athletics Federation adopted on 17 June 2016, which state that athletes whose national federation is suspended by the IAAF are ineligible for competition held under the IAAF rules, including the Olympic Games, unless they satisfy specific criteria. As a consequence, the Russian Olympic Committee is not entitled to nominate Russian track and field athletes for the Olympic Games.
I tell you what, let's now go. He's been good enough to jump on the line, the former chief executive of ASADA and the former head ATP anti-doping program as well. Richard Ings is with me. Richard, this is perhaps no surprise, but certainly with the 68 track and field athletes from Russia out of the Olympic Games, there are going to be consequences from Russia right down the track. It almost becomes a political incident, doesn't it?
Well, it does, Ross. Absolutely. I mean, what we've got here is for the first time in living memory, there'll be no Russian track and field competitors in the showcase athletics events at an Olympic Games. So it's a monumental decision, and it also opens the door for other international federations to take the lead of the IAAF and look at whether they will impose similar bans on Russian competitors in other sports.
Okay, does it also open the door because other federations, other jurisdictions, you'd have to imagine, might not necessarily be squeaky clean when it comes to doping programs? But of course, this was seen to be a systemic nationwide doping program of their athletes as distinct from individual cases.
Well, that's right. It's only a few short days ago that the McLaren Commission handed down its findings that found that this institutionalized doping in Russian sport was not just confined to track and field, but existed across more than 30 sports across the Russian landscape. So it's now up to international federations to look at the sports themselves in Russia and make the decision as to whether they should be following the lead of the IAAF.
Okay, but then, as I say, political in as much as there is no doubt that senior politicians, Vladimir Putin and others, will be called upon to take some form of action. And again, you just wonder what sort of political action behind the scenes might also take place.
Well, there's so much politics in sport, particularly at this level. And there's no doubt that the rules allow for these athletes to be banned from competition, but the politics often don't. And this is where it's going to get very, very interesting for the IOC in the coming days as to whether they throw out a country like Russia, which invested some $50 billion in Sochi just a few short years ago.
It's true. And is there any likelihood, you believe, that the International Olympic Committee will throw the whole Russian team out?
Well, the International Olympic Committee has said that they'll wait firstly for this IAAF decision, so that precedent has now been set. But it really is going to fall to individual international federations to determine what they will do in cycling, in weightlifting, in football, to decide what they will do with the Russian competitors in their sport in regard to Rio.
So it's going to be interesting to watch it. Richard Ings, the former chief executive of and also the former head of the Australian ATP, the tennis organisation, the anti-doping program there. And Richard, as always, we appreciate your time on the program.
Thanks for the invitation, Ross.
This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.